View 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now the House will be led by a proud son of Ohio, a man of conviction, a public servant of resolve, and a legislative leader of skill. I now pass this gavel, which is larger than most gavels here, but the gavel of choice of Mr. Speaker Boehner. I now pass this. I now pass this gavel and the sacred trust that goes with it to the new speaker. God bless you, Speaker Boehner.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. Another hour of controversy, comment, conversation. The news talk radio and television world talking about the news. And the news is that Nancy Pelosi, you just heard her, turning over leadership to John Boehner of the House of Representatives, claiming power beneath the Capitol dome, resurgent Republicans gaining control of the House as the 112th Congress convenes. A lot of Tea Party-backed lawmakers taking office in both houses, eager to get to work, cutting spending, reducing government, getting the government out of your life. Republicans have a 242 to 193 edge in the House and have pledged to challenge pretty much all of President Obama's bills that were passed last year, his agenda. They want to put legislation into effect that will cut the budget. They want to investigate things that have been going on. Hopefully this is not going to become a witch hunt and a waste of time. The first salvo is expected either later this week or next week, a bill to repeal the health care law that was pushed in 10 months ago. The Republicans say they want it out. Democrats say they will defend it. Here's the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner, making his opening remarks.
We gather here today at a time of great challenges. And nearly 1 in 10 of our neighbors is out of work. Health care costs are still rising for American families. Our spending has caught up with us, and our debt soon will eclipse the entire size of our national economy. Hard work and tough decisions will be required of the 112th Congress. No longer can we fall short. No longer can we kick the can down the road. The people voted to end business as usual, and today we begin to carry out their instructions. The American people have humbled us. They have refreshed our memories to just how temporary the privilege of serving is. They have reminded us that everything here is on loan from them. That includes this gavel, which I accept cheerfully and gratefully, knowing that I am but its caretaker. After all, this is the people's house. This is their Congress. It's about them, not about us. What they want is a government that's honest, accountable, and responsive to their needs. A government that respects individual liberty, honors our heritage, and bows before the public that it serves. We will not always get it right, and we will not always agree on what is right. There's a great deal of scar tissue that's been built up on both sides of the aisle. We can't ignore that, nor should we. My belief has always been that we can disagree without being disagreeable. More than a country, America is an idea. And it's our job to pass that posterity of blessings that have been bestowed on us to those generations that follow us. I want to wish all of you the very best. Welcome to the People's House. Welcome to the 112th Congress.
Up next on the countdown, outgoing Speaker Pelosi says that she will be happy to extend her hand of friendship. Isn't that wonderful? What a big person she is.
It isn't enough to say we're going to put people back to work. Many people have not had work because for the number of years they have been excluded because our system has favored the high end. Under President Obama and with the conscience of the Congress, the CBC, we have fought to change the leverage. With Wall Street reform, with the greatest consumer protections ever, where we're saying no longer will recklessness on Wall Street cause joblessness on Main Street, that the worker must be valued, that the consumer, the greatest consumer protections in history, and talking about the health care reform, where, again, the leverage moved to the people away from the insurance company. What we're saying is, well, as we go forward, we extend a hand, a willing hand of friendship, if our colleagues are interested in creating jobs for all Americans, if they are interested in strengthening the middle class by enhancing those who are there and pulling many more people into it, and by reducing the deficit so that we're not giving tax cuts to the rich and sending the bill to our grandchildren and future generations as it increases the deficit. We will not rest. Again, we extend the hand of friendship to create jobs, grow the middle class, and reduce the deficit. We look for common ground to solve the problems of the American people, their health, their housing, their jobs, their savings, their children's education. But where we cannot find common ground, we must stand our ground on behalf of the pledge we take every day with liberty and justice for all.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 Plus Up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Moving along now on the countdown, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on John Boehner, House Speaker, power shifting. He was elected Speaker and sworn in, and now what happens next is probably fairly, I'm going to guess, predictable. Here on MSNBC, Chris Matthews and Chuck Todd, Gene Robinson, all of the various singular persuasions discuss the chances that President Obama will be able to work with Boehner and the Republicans.
I think the president's relationship with Boehner is going to be critical. And I'm not being Pollyanna-ish, but there are going to be areas that a good diplomat from the president's side can find where there's common ground here.
Yeah.
Where he can go up to a Boehner and say, I know what you guys want, long-term debt reduction. Guess what? We want it too. Yeah. Let's find an area where we can cut. Something like that.
Yeah, I think a good diplomat will be able to find common ground with Boehner on especially some of the deficit reduction measures that might be taken. I think that the thing to watch will be whether Boehner is able to find common ground with his entire caucus on these things, whether how well this stuff goes over with the more liberal Democratic caucus,
right.
Especially to the extent that it seems in any way a rollback or repudiation of what the administration's done the last couple of years.
You don't know until it worked up there and covered the Hill, how being Speaker of the House, it's been pointed out by Kelly, it's a constitutional office, it's revered, this position. It's not like you get to be party chair, you move up a peg. Once you make the Speaker's chair, you're history. You're a major figure in history. It's chilling to the power these people have. They go back to Rayburn in their thinking. They think of Tip O'Neill. They think of the great speakers. They think you're there. It is such an amazing reverential role. And when you go and campaign for a fellow member of your party, they treat you with such dignity. It's almost like the Pope is coming to town.
And this is, of course, Chuck Todd, what Rahm Emanuel always aspired to be before he gave up his House seat to become White House Chief of Staff.
It's going to be interesting to watch the White House's, you know, the president and John Boehner do not have a close relationship, and it was interesting to see that it was the president negotiating with Mitch McConnell. And I know there's a lot of pomp and circumstance today with the House. This is the party changeover, and the Speaker of the House is a much more, as Chris was just pointing out, there's that ceremonial aspect to it. But the Senate is where all the deal-making's going to happen. You know, there's going to be a purity of the House and the way it votes. The Democrats did it that way, frankly, in the House. There'll be some sort of pure. The question is, what legislation does the House pass that could actually get through the Senate? And that's where Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are going to be sometimes partners and sometimes locked in their own partisan war.
Don't forget, as the countdown rolls along, you'll have your opportunity to call us at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Let's listen in now as Diane Sawyer sits down with 10 new freshmen that have ties to the Tea Party.
They are ophthalmologists, dentists, farmers, pottery shop owners who say they heard the people and they're ready to fight.
I do think that the people of the United States have been angry, and for the right reasons.
And the country has said very directly, stop the spending, restore a smaller sense and size of government.
The federal government is too big and it's too expensive because it's trying to do too many things. It's trying to tell us where to go to the doctor and how to pay for it. It's not supposed to do that.
They are vowing to slash $100 billion in 1 year and overturn health care. So I wanted to know, since taxpayers subsidize Congress's health care plan, would they give that up too? One member said, absolutely.
First of all, Congress should not be exempt from rules they pass. And that's exactly what happened here. In fact, I ask everybody to denounce that, because we shouldn't be taking that unlike anybody else in regular, everyday America.
The rest of you who are not renouncing it, how do you answer this?
There's a big difference between receiving health insurance through one's employer, on the one hand, and on the other hand, establishing a national regulatory program that tells people where to go to the doctor and how to pay for it.
But the taxpayer doesn't have an option but to support.
Look.
The taxpayer
healthcare regulation is fundamentally a creature of state law.
They're divided. Even among them, choices are not going to be easy. But they're walking in with their constitutions in their pockets, determined this will be different.
Give me the one word that best expresses what you felt when you walked in knowing you were here.
I'd say humbled.
The imminence of the problems.
Determined.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. We're focused here in this hour on the changing of power, the politics of it all, the new Speaker of the House, as the Republicans take power with promises of leaner, more accountable government, softened a pledge of deep and immediate spending cuts, though. That's what got them into office. For the most part, in November, that's why people elected him. And now they're already saying, well, maybe we won't go so tough on this. And anyway, there are going to be some pretty tough battles. You can be sure about that in the coming months. The president and the Democrats want to continue their spending ways. Here from Fox host Shepard Smith speaks with Juan Williams and Gerald Steib from The Wall Street Journal about what to watch for.
We sit and watch this, and it's all a little funny, the gavel of sighs and all of that, but very few places on planet Earth do you see this sort of thing happen as peacefully and orderly as it does here. And despite all of our troubles, I don't know, it kind of made me feel good.
Right. You know, it's interesting you have that perspective, because I think in Washington we don't step back and say, oh, my gosh. But, you know, 2 years ago it was Democratic dominance. And
yep.
You talked a little bit about the Senate. Remember, if you look back at the Senate back then, it was now they've lost 7 seats since then. You throw in Scott Brown up in Massachusetts in the 6th that they lost, and now you look at the makeup of the House of Representatives. Now there's more than a 50-vote advantage for Republicans after that 60-seat loss, 60-plus seat loss by the Democrats. This is an incredible turnaround, as you say, peacefully done. And even today, you think about Pelosi and Boehner both going over to St. Peter's, the Catholic Church on Capitol Hill. That's extraordinary in our day and time.
It is, and the symbolism is there, and it's a great day for symbolism, Gerald. But now we get the war to run again. We had a little ceasefire here for a couple of days, but I'm guessing that this is about to heat up, and I'm guessing the focal point is going to be exactly what they've said, and that is health care.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, ceasefire a couple of hours, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there are three things that this Congress is going to be about: spending, health care, and regulatory rollback. And health care is the first one up, because we move on right away to a resolution to repeal Obamacare, which is going to be up for a procedural vote on Monday and voted on for good in the House on Wednesday. It'll pass because all the Republicans will vote for it. Be interesting to see if any Democrats vote for it.
I think they will, don't you?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if a few. I don't think very many. I think that there's plenty of Democrats who have their reservations about the health bill, but I don't think they want to come out four square for overhaul right now.
Not even some of those from the far left who think that there should have been a single-payer option at the beginning. They won't do that.
No, no.
Really.
No. But there may be, you know, there were 10 or 12, something like that, who voted against Speaker Pelosi to become the Democrats' minority leader. So there's some unhappiness, and maybe some of those. But it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. But it does set the stage for hand-to-hand combat over the next 2 years over the real struggle here, which is to repeal parts of the Obamacare bill or to defund parts of it. And that's going to be interesting to watch, and that's a long-term struggle, not a quick one.
A lot of Republicans and Democrats will tell you, Juan, that a big issue for them, and probably the biggest, is getting spending under control until you start talking about Medicare, Social Security, and the Pentagon, which is really the only place we can make a big dent in it. And anybody who doesn't believe that just hasn't read quite enough. People on both sides will tell you, if you don't cut these things, this country is going to go under.
Yeah, well, you can't do it without cutting those major entitlement programs, without looking even at military spending. And the Pentagon has said they know this has to happen. Just think about this. You know, there was this pledge that so many of the young Republicans had put forward, and they said they're going to cut $100 billion out of the budget.
Whoopee.
For this year. Already they're going back on that, saying, oh, we don't know if we can do that. How does that play with the people who are impatient and who expect them to come to Washington and make the immediate change? I just think they're going to have to somewhat change their perspective, change their rhetoric. President Obama today, in his comments on the Republicans taking control of the House, said initially they're going to have to play to their base.
Yeah.
But he thinks that, you know, once we get past this period that Gerald was just talking about with the health care vote, that hopefully we'll come to a point where they realize they have to govern. Now, they're changing some of the rules. They're going to do things like put laws online 3 days before. Democrats have promised to do it. More transparency, and they're going to allow more debate. They want to introduce amendments and bills separately. Boehner says the hallmark of his tenure is going to be more debate, more consideration, and more transparency, as you said.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card, like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
My name is Ruth Rusi, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Acted.
Coast to coast. 33 after the hour now. You can call us at 800-510-8255 as your time is coming. Expressions of support or concern or interest. Excuse me, Representative Boehner, formally elected and put into place as the Speaker of the House this week, served as Minority Leader since 2006. Nominated by Republican Jeb Hemsaring of Texas, who said that the Ohio congressman's blue-collar roots and subsequent rise to success were an American dream. Quote, at a time when too many doubt that their children will have a chance to live the American dream, he's lived it and will protect it for others as well. You buying that? 800-510-8255. Radio host Mac and Gatos are not thrilled with Boehner, as you'll hear here.
You know, I always say, at least for me, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a skeptic. I really hate both sides.
I'm part of the Whig Party myself. I'd like to see that make a comeback.
I unfortunately was watching some of this today. I think this is a day that a lot of people wanted. Nancy Pelosi is out. She is one of the most hated people in Congress. I think her and Harry Reid are two people that are just loathed.
Because you can see right through them. I mean, if you have any kind of sense in your head,
right,
you see right through their rhetoric, and we have brought you, you know, and not because, and please do not confuse us with other talk show hosts. We don't bang on people because it's about the party. We bang on people that we think aren't giving you the truth, mm-hmm, that we just don't agree with, Republican or Democrat.
Or equal opportunity bangers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Why not? Why not call somebody on the Republican Party a fraud if they are?
And
why
a lot
not
of them
call
are.
Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi a fraud when they say stuff, especially Nancy Pelosi, when they say delusional things like she said today?
After years of historic deficits, this 110th Congress will commit itself to a higher standard. Pay as you go, no new deficit spending.
Please, honey, are you some kind of self-deluded woman? Please. I mean, again, we have heard before, we've heard this before, of no earmarks, no pork, no spending that isn't absolutely necessary. And guess what? It's just not true. So Nancy Pelosi, I don't know what kind of character you are in The Wizard of Oz, maybe a monkey with the flying monkey. But, I mean, it's just not accurate what she just said. And everybody stands there and goes, yeah, that's right. Yay, yay for us. Yeah, no,
listen,
boo for you.
No, I'm not a Nancy Pelosi fan at all. I'm also not a John Boehner fan, but I think it's better than Nancy Pelosi. I don't think you can get a lot. You can't get much worse than Nancy Pelosi. You look at her and you just, I'm sorry, but you just cringe because you know what's coming out of her face is a lie.
Right.
Same with Boehner, but he doesn't make you as ill. Does that sound about right?
See, Boehner doesn't make me sick because I have not so far found that Boehner has been delusional like Nancy Pelosi has with some of the things that have come out of her mouth.
That's a pretty good way of summarizing what a lot of people, including yours, truly think about the reality. Boehner is not exciting. He's kind of he's guttural. He's not particularly intellectual. But it's like anybody but Nancy. Anyway, he is the official Speaker of the House, and so what does all that mean? 800-510-8255. Robert Gibbs, press secretary, is leaving the White House. There'll be no loss either. He's the guy who was happy to tell everybody he didn't own a radio. He's a real genius when it came to PR. I have received a letter, and the letter reflects on the state of politics and politicians. And probably there's no better time than right now as we are focusing on this new Congress and the politics, as the gentlemen who were on just a few minutes ago, Mac and Gators, were saying, Pelosi promises we're not going to do anything we can't pay for, so that'll get rid of a lot of things like the food and drug bill, if in fact they're sincere. But they've been saying that, as they pointed out, for years and years and years. No new earmarks, and look at how many earmarks they voted in the various things that were pushed through in the lame duck Congress. So the focus of this letter is Alan Simpson, who most people thought was a pretty good politician. Most people thought he was a pretty good senator. Most people thought he was a pretty good guy. You may remember that recently, because he was on this commission, this budget commission, to figure out how we would pay our bills, come up with recommendations, one of the things he said as a result of his focus on how to cut spending is how greedy. He said that this group of seniors now in, those who are 65 and older, are the greediest generation. The greediest. Remember Tom Brokaw's book, The Greatest Generation? Well, he thinks, Alan Simpson thinks, this is the greediest generation. So this gentleman sent me a letter, and it reads as follows, and this sort of speaks to what we're all thinking about politicians and what they say, again, making reference to Nancy Pelosi. As a career politician, Alan, you've been on the public dole for 50 years. I've been paying Social Security taxes for 48 since I was 15 years old. My Social Security payments and those of millions of others were safely tucked away in an interest-bearing account for decades until you politicians decided to raid the account and give our money to a bunch of zero-ambition losers in return for votes, thus bankrupting the system and turning Social Security into a Ponzi scheme. Recently, just like Lucy and Charlie Brown, you and your ilk pulled the proverbial football away from millions of American seniors that are now nearing 65 years of age and made the retirement 67. You and your commission proposing to move the goalposts yet again to 70. I and millions of other Americans have been paying into Medicare from day one, and now you propose to change the rules of the game. Why? Because you mismanaged other parts of the economy to such an extent that you need to steal money from Medicare to pay the bills. Millions of other Americans have been paying income taxes all of our lives, and now you propose to increase our taxes because you... He uses an expletive that I can't say on the air. Spent our money so prodigiously that you just kept on spending even after you ran out of money. Now you come to the taxpayer and say you need more to pay off the debt that you created. To add insult to injury, you label us as greedy for your incompetence. I have a few questions for you, Mr. Simpson. How much money have you earned from the American taxpayer during your 50-year political career? At what age did you retire from your political career, and how much you're receiving in annual retirement benefits from the taxpayer? How much do you pay for your government-funded health insurance? What cuts in your retirement and health care benefits are you proposing in your deficit reduction proposal? So, an interesting food for thought, is it not? As we think about how these people go about their business, their state in life is questionable. And I've, again, Alan Simpson has always been a pretty popular face and a pretty legitimate figure. But the way this gentleman asked the question, there are some pretty interesting thoughts that I bet are going through your mind after having listened to that letter for a couple of minutes. And what are they? Pray tell. Let's hear from you at 800-510-TALK.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mush mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy.
Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth. Just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
For many people, this is the voice of America. Your voice being heard. The town meeting has been described by many people. So let's focus on the election of Boehner. And I'm interested in a couple of things that he said. I'm going to quote him now. No longer can we fall short. No longer can we kick the can down the road. The people voted to end business as usual, and today we begin carrying out their instructions. 800-510-8255. Carl, listening in Nashville, talking about the new Congress here.
You know, I find that it's absolutely stunning to me that we're having this conversation about Congress reading the Constitution on the floor in 2011, but we didn't have this conversation in 2004 when we had a president, George W. Bush, and Richard Dick Cheney, the vice president, mm-hmm. basically spitting on the Constitution. I find it stunning and amazing that all this come about all of a sudden when we get a black Democratic president. Here it is. In the words of Ronald Reagan, here you go again. And listen, this dog whistle that they've dusted off and polished up, states' rights, come on, man. The 1960s called me and told me to tell you to stop it. Where was the Tea Party around when George W. Bush was destroying the Constitution? Where was all this then? This, I'm telling you, if states had their rights, we probably still have some southern states that will be just now giving people of my color the right to vote in this country. And don't kid yourself, if the federal government hadn't stepped in, you know, we would, you know, with this states' right thing, we would still be where we were then. Cut it out. Stop it. Put the dog whistle back up. I know what you mean when you come out with the dog whistle of states' rights.
All right, there's Carl. The Constitution. We need to follow the Constitution. If that's the case, then a lot of these bureaucrats and their bureaus like the FCC get booted, and they get to the federal. Anything that starts with federal, you got to wonder about what they've done for power grabs over the years. Can the Republicans work with the Democrats? Probably not on things like this. Let's hope they can change the scenario. Don't you wish that would be the case? 800-510-8255. Billy is in New York with his thoughts on our countdown.
Hey, real quick, like, you know, this country would have more than enough money to do to help with the jobs, the health care, and the education if they would have taxed the rich accordingly the way they tax the working class and the poor. And with that said, until we get the House and the Senate together on working for the whole of this country and not just the rich and the powerful, which I think are now running this country because, for instance, Wall Street and the mortgage crisis, all the corruption, the fraud that went on there, there was not one indictment. What's that tell you? But like I said, I wish this country a whole lot of luck because we're in trouble. And if it continues the way it is, fighting over stuff that don't need to be fought over, it's an easy fix. Just get roll up your sleeves and get the job done, and I thank you very much.
You know what, Billy, make a lot of sense. It's easy to get it done the right way. The egos that get in the way, they control the power. Here's a group of people who's never, in many instances, well, Boehner's had a pretty good job in getting himself to where he is because he came from the roots of business and understands what it's like. But the cameras, the lights, the flashes of the cameras and all that stuff, it's pretty powerful, pretty potent medicine. Warner, you're in Oregon listening to KUGN, I understand.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about Social Security and Medicaid. Everybody, both Republicans and Democrats, keep saying we have to cut the entitlements, that it's unsustainable. But do they realize that 76 cents out of every dollar is used on administrative costs? If we would cut the overhead and cut some of the administrative costs, there might be more money left to pay the people that actually have paid into the system for their whole lives. And I'd like somebody to address that. Why is there 76 cents out of every dollar spent on administrative costs? To me, that's just way out of board. That's way out of line. And in today's economy, we're companies are cutting back and asking employees to do double work. The government is still spending 76 cents out of every dollar on administrative costs. And to me, that's wrong. Cut the administrative costs and leave the benefits alone. People have paid into them. They deserve them.
Mark, some advice from you?
Hi. What I want is nothing for my district. I want, this is my voter manifesto, I guess. I want them to stop spending, live within the means. I'd like a pay-go system, no more earmarks, and I think the bums in Washington that need to be thrown out are the lobbyists, And for God's sake, stop this partisanship.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At your service here with information, conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. 53 past the hour. We're talking about the Republicans getting in. By the way, remember the song, Promises, Promises? Ya-ta-ta-ta. The promises the Republicans made, they've already violated some of them in taking stewardship. Their pledge to cut $100 billion from the budget in 1 year won't be kept. And for a coming vote seeking to repeal a health care overhaul, the first major initiative of the new Congress is not going to be allowed, apparently, for whatever procedural stuff that's going on there. So those of you who think this is going to be new, business as usual, folks. Here's Cindy in Texas with a comment on the Tea Party.
Good morning. I just wanted to make about 4 or 5 points. First, I'm going to keep an open mind about things as a Democrat, because I'm kind of like a Democrat now / independent since the primaries in 2008, what happened with Hillary, with my opinion about the sexism, the racism that went on against her. And then my second point is, I think Tea Party did failures, which I went to a Tea Party meeting just to see how things are, because the Democrats are really kind of overblowing them. But they are more conservative whites, you know, older whites, but they made a mistake is that they got rid of more of the conservative Democrats and kept the liberal Democrats without that thing is going to be more division in that point. Now, my other point is that I think Nancy Pelosi got what she deserved. I think her karma came back to her because she invested in Barack Obama back in 2007 against Hillary and did a lot of things that the Hillary Democrats can't forgive her on. And she backed up someone that decided to put money into health care instead of into jobs. And then Obama, to me, is got to be next to Bush, got to be one of the worst presidents in the history for the fact he just takes too many vacations. I mean, he did too much campaigning instead of worrying about, you know, getting this economy going. And then he sends our American businessmen over to Asia under our taxpaying dollars and to get business and get Harley Davidson to go and invest in India and those countries instead of here.
Seems crazy, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Those of you who have long memories, remember the contract with America, 1994? The House, when the GOP won control, churned out a series of votes aimed at fulfilling their promises. Most hit a dead end when they got to the Senate. Is that the fate of what the House may do here. Daniel in Tampa, listening to WWBA.
Yes, I'd like to say I'm kind of astonished that you're misinformed that want to say 8 years of failed policies when the last 4 years we've had nothing but Democratic rule. And it's amazing that they're going to complain about no amendments when the Republicans weren't allowed any amendments for basically the last 4 years. I'm looking for the Republicans to take advantage, pass the bills out of the House. And many Democrats are up for re-election in 2012, and this will show us who they are in the Senate that need to be replaced. We can't sustain $14 trillion in debt, and this is largely due to the Democratic Party. And here we have them controlling the message saying, oh, the Republicans have to fix the debt. We've got $5 trillion in debt in 2 years, and we had a Democratic president and Democratic rule. So the Republicans need to just hold their guns, repeal the health care, and stand by their ground, and this will show us who's who in the Senate so we can replace them in 2012.
Republicans seem to be bristling already at accusations. They're backtracking from their promises. The Republicans say they'll set spending limits for the remainder of the budget year after March at levels that affect what was being done before the 2009 stimulus package. Okay, there's some more blarney for you. 800-510-8255. George is up in New Hampshire with something on his plate, his agenda. Go ahead, George.
You have to be concerned about the fact that since you have the Tea Party's agenda, the conservatives' agenda, the independents' agenda, I just wonder with the budget cuts, what cuts is going to be made by the new Congress. Remember the total dollars that they talked about cutting in the Congress. They got a problem. They got to deal with the independents, the conservatives. They got to deal with the Republican Party. And then you got to deal with a Republican Congress, but a Democratic Senate. And how on earth are they going to be able to work together unless they work together? Because you got a president with a veto pen. You have a Senate with the power to overturn what the Congress does. So how this system is going to work?
Good question. Dave in North Carolina, wrap it up for us.
Yes, I think that the new Congress is going to be back, getting back to the Constitution and what the Constitution is all about. The Tea Party, everybody keeps looking at us as if we're some kind of a weird animal, but I've been to about three or four Tea Party gatherings you can get, and basically it's your grandmother, it's your uncle, church members, educators, people that are just concerned about getting back to a responsible government. So I think this is going to be nothing but good for the whole country.
Are your fingers crossed? Let's hope so. All right, that's it for another hour of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.